Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
There's never enough prayer, right? So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in this church body, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those people that are leaving, those people that are here, those people that are to come, Lord. As the word was, that there's multiplication, Lord. We thank you for those that we don't even see today, Lord, because you already have stirred their hearts. So we bless what you're doing in this church, Lord. I ask, Lord, that as we go into worship today, Lord, as we hear the word this morning, that you would open the eyes of our heart, that you would open the ears of our heart. Lord, help our spirit to connect with your spirit this morning, Lord. May the word and the worship bring glory to you this morning. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
How many of you know that the Holy Spirit, just like we've talked about all morning, is the one that makes the changes, right? That's why that relationship is so important, because that revelation in your life is what makes change. It can take you from being totally, you know, maybe whether it's addictions, whatever it is, to somebody completely different because of the things that he can do in breaking bonds and lifting burdens and changing the way that we understand and see who he is. So it's a powerful thing in our life. It really is.
So earlier, when Randy was speaking, he talked about how the things that we do are important because of them not being temporary, but they have an eternal implication attached to it. And that's for everybody. In 2 Peter, it talks about how we get to participate in the divine nature, because God has given us everything we need to live a life pertaining to godliness. And I just want to share this with you, the scripture, and this is in 2 Corinthians. This is 4, verse 18. It says, "So we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are visible are temporal, just brief and fleeting. But the things which are invisible are everlasting and imperishable." And I just want to remind you, is like, this isn't it. This life that we live here and the way this world is right now, this isn't it. There's an amazing paradise coming. It's going to be glorious, imperishable. Be no sadness. It'll just be full of joy and peace. So look forward to that. And while you're here, while you're doing whatever God's calling you to do, remember, you get to participate in his divine nature with him, with God that lives inside of each and every one of us that believe.
This was not planned. The Lord told me to come up and blow the shofar. I haven't blown this in forever. But he wants to get everybody's attention right now. We live in a time right now that's very dangerous. And he's asked me to speak to you about the rock who is our firm foundation. The only thing that we can cling to right now is the rock. But what he wants you all to know is just like Peter in the Bible, when Jesus asked him, "Who am I?" And the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter that he was the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, "On this rock, I will build my church." Do you know that that rock is in you? You are the church. The Holy Spirit is in you. The rock he was talking about is the Holy Spirit. And he's in you, and you are the rock. You are the firm foundation, the rock of salvation for other people. Amen. You have a strong word to speak to each and every other person that you know, to your friends, to your families, and even strangers, when a word is given to you in due season. This is the time for the church to wake up. You can all feel it. You can all feel that we're drawing closer to the end. And he's saying, "Upon this rock, I will build my church." You are that rock. You're the little, I think it's called Petra, is what Peter's name was. You're the smaller rock, but you have that firm foundation, the rock of salvation, the one who will never let you down, the one who will never let you go. This is what he wants you to see. Thank you.
Hallelujah. How's everybody this morning? Amen. Praise God, man. I got overtaken there for a little bit while playing my bass. Yeah. And I couldn't keep up. That's not a good thing when you're playing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Could we just, let's just raise our hands to the Lord and just worship him just for a minute. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father. You are great. You are wonderful, Father, just like your word has said. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, God. We thank you and we praise you for it, God. Father God, cause us to hear what you're saying to us this morning, Father. Cause us to understand, Father God, what we're looking at, Father, as we see things right before our eyes, Father. Cause us to understand, Father, that you have told us that you will always be with us. You will not leave us nor forsake us, Father. That in you, we can always be safe. And in you, we will always have peace, no matter what, Father. So we thank you for that. You are our firm foundation. Father, you have called your people, yes, Father, by your Spirit, Lord. By your Spirit, Father, to reveal those things that you have for us, Father. Father, open that window of revelation to us this morning, Father. We thank, let us see things we haven't seen before. Let us hear things we haven't heard, Father God. Let us know things, Father God. Father God, that come out of your word, Father God. Speak to our hearts, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's that song, Firm Foundation, just almost tore me up. I've built my life on Christ. Amen. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I'll never be more glad. Isn't that crazy? When everything's shaken, you'll never be more glad. Did you guys sing that this morning? Yeah. You know what? I'm glad that God shakes things. How many of you know that God says in his word that he's going to shake the earth? Is that right? Amen. One more. That, you know why he shakes it? Why does he shake it? To tumble the things that are not built on that foundation. Amen. That's why he's shaking it. That's why he would shake us. so that the things that are of him will remain. Can you say amen to that? How many know that you are from him? You are of him. Do you know that? Come on, man. You belong to him. So the things that will remain is, guess what? The kingdom of God. Can you say amen to that? Every other kingdom, if it's not built on the rock, it will crumble. Can you say amen? I'm glad. I'm glad. You know, how many like it when God shakes things up in your life? Oh, yeah. How many of you gotten to that point where, God, if you got to shake me. I don't care. I love you, Lord, and I want to be shaken. How many want to be shaken today? My wife, when she prays in the Spirit, she gets this weird feeling about her. She's doing this, and I'm going, a brother came in and said, you know what, you're a live wire. He didn't know her. He just spoke it to her. You're a live wire. Boy, that's what it's like. She's like, it's just kind of weird. It's the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? I love my wife.
Come on.
She is a live wire. Yeah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Yep. I want to talk to you about el viento. Is that right? El viento.
El viento.
El viento. Say it right or don't say it at all, he says. Come on, bro. El viento. Yeah, I'm a Mexican, but not much. Come on, man. Not much.
Here we go.
But I know that the Holy Spirit is the wind of God. Have you say amen? How many know the Bible says you're saved by grace? Grace is the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of grace. He's the one that draws you in. He pulls you in. He pulls you in. How many remember when you're being pulled in by God? Do you remember? Anybody remember that? Do you remember when God was talking to you about what you were doing? Do you remember that? Remember when he was convincing you that you needed him? Do you remember that? If you don't remember that, maybe you need to. Or maybe he hasn't pulled you in yet. Come on. Come on, man. Maybe you need to rethink things. Can you say amen? I know that the Holy Spirit draws men, pulls on them, brings them to. And you know what? We are to work with the Holy Spirit so that God can draw people. Can you say amen to that? How many of you got saved by somebody talking to you? Anybody? Nobody got here got saved by somebody talking to you? Wow, that's crazy. Because usually it takes somebody just to mention things to you about the Lord. I had a friend named Lee Sines. He would talk to me almost every day. And he would tell me, hey, man, you know, he goes, you ever read the book of Jonah? I go, Jonah? I said, yeah. He goes, you know, Jonah and the whale. I said, why would I read that book? He goes, it's in the Bible. I go, Jonah is in the Bible? I didn't even know Jonah and the whale. I thought that was, what do they call it? Aesop's Fables or whatever those things are. I thought it was a cartoon kind of thing. I said, no, that's a real thing. I was raised in a way that I should have known that. Can you say amen to that? I should have known as a Catholic that the book of Jonah was about the guy that got eaten by the whale. But I never read it. But when I went home and read it, I wanted to say, I felt like Jonah. I felt like my whole life I'd been running from God. But you see, it was the Holy Ghost that was pulling on me. He was calling me. He was, hey, man, I got something for you. Hallelujah. If you will, open your Bibles. And how many of you get your Bibles this morning? Anybody bring a Bible today? Does anybody bring a Bible to church anymore? Come on, man. There you go. There you go. I'm going to ask that again next week. Maybe we'll see a few more Bibles. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding you, man. I know a lot of you got the Bible on your phone. That way you can play like you got your Bible and you can text while you're doing this. Ah, just kidding. Busted. No, just kidding. Yeah. Hey, what's cool about God? He knows everything. Is that right? What's very cool about it? He knows when you're texting during service. Yeah, all right, whatever. Praise God. You can fool this guy. Amen. But you can't fool God. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, man, he's getting on me already. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 through 25. Let's go to that, if you will. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 This is David had just became king. He had been running from Saul, and then Saul had a battle with the Philistines, and you guys know the story that Saul and Jonathan were both killed. And after they were killed, Israel had no king. But they called David and said, "Hey, remember when you used to go out with Saul, and you would kill all these Philistines, and we remember you." And so they called David, and they wanted to make him king, hire him another king, sent a bunch of lumber and to David. And David realized, you know what? The world recognizes that I am now king of Israel. It's pretty cool. So when you're a king, you're a brand new king. How many of you know remember when you were a brand new Christian? All your friends started attacking you. Does anybody remember that? Did anybody have friends that said, "Dude, you're weird now"? Anybody say that to you? Or you know, they looked at me and said, "Hey, Henry's serving God now." And I had a friend that said, "Oh, it's just a fever. He'll get over it." Yeah, and you know, and boy, it was a fever. And boy, I didn't get over it. Come on, man. It hung on me, man.
Hallelujah.
When God saved me, he saved me. I was radically saved. I mean, God showed me some things that I had never seen before. And so I was right. It wasn't just an altar call that I was. I mean, it was something crazy that God. And I'm going to tell you about it today. But I will tell you that my friends came against me because I was brand new. Come on, Henry. Guys, show up. Let's go drinking. I don't drink anymore. You want to read the Bible? Huh? See you later. Seems like a lot of my family left. They didn't want to hear about Jesus. Can you say amen? I had a new friend. Come on, man. I had a new friend. And this friend was the creator of the universe. Come on, man. I had a new friend. Hallelujah. I love my friends. John's my friend. Yeah. Tommy's my friend. My boy. All you guys in here. Austin's my friend. Even Austin's my friend. But I had a new friend. And boy, I was interested in my new friend. I was drawn in by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and I've never been the same. Praise God. Well, in the book of Samuel, David's brand new king. Now guess who's going to come against him? The Philistines. They say, we wiped out Saul. We killed him on Mount Gilboa. Him and his son and his army took off. They're proud of it. Now David's in charge. Can you say amen to that? Oh, here comes David. And it says, David took him more. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong one. I was going to read about all his concubines. Let's see. 5:17. I got to start at verse 17. All right. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came to seek David. They didn't want to pray. David heard of it and went down into the hold. The Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless," can you say, everybody say doubtless?
Doubtless,
doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. You know what I love about David? He could hear God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
David is a man that could hear God. How many of you know that you are designed to hear what God is saying?
Amen.
You are designed to hear the words of life. Come on, man. That's who you are. God designed you to hear that. Hallelujah. Trouble is, we let things get in the way. Can you say amen to that? I heard a pastor say one time, he says, "I've never heard God." Are you kidding me? You're a pastor and you've never heard God? Who are you listening to, bro? I just heard him. He was talking over a TV channel. And I said, man, people need to hear what God says. Amen? Amen? Amen. And David asked him, "Hey, will you deliver these Philistines into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up and I will doubtless." I love the way God talks to him. "I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." And David came to Baal Perazim. And David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as a breach of waters. Amen. I love that. Like a dam breaking forth, if you will. This dam broke forth and consumed his enemy. Can you say amen? Woo, I say, therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burnt them. And then the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, you will not go up, but fetch a compass. In other words, go around. Fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. You know what I like about David? Sometimes when we ask God to do something for us and he tells us what to do, somehow we think that we got to do it that same way again. Oh, well, he did it this way, we'll do it that way again. David wasn't like that. He says, you know, they came up against me again, God, and so now what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this one? It wasn't the same as, can I tell you that every time something comes against you, don't just use the same thing that you did the last time to get over it. Can you say? Do you understand what I'm saying? We have a tendency to say, well, this worked the last time, so I'm going to do it now. No, God is always saying, no, man, I got something new for you. Let this work in the way I will design for you. Watch how it will teach you. It will lead you and it will guide you. Is that okay? God wants us to go to him when things pop up on us. Is that okay?
Yep.
Is that right? Oh, man. Oh, boy. Don't just let it slide by. Speak to it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God, what do you got to say for this? Speak to it. Praise God. Fetch a compass is what God told David. Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, and this is what, I love this, what he says, when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall bestir yourself. Ooh, come on. And then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, and as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gezer. Hey, I love what he says. You know what? Go over by the trees there. And when you hear a going on the tops of those trees, you know what that was? Wind. It was a wind. El viento. Yeah, it was the wind. It was the Holy Spirit. It was the host of God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
It was a spiritual wind. Hallelujah. How many of you like? How many of you remember your? I guess when you were growing up in your science class, they taught you about wind. How many of you got taught about wind in your science class? Anybody? You know, they said, you know, the sun comes out and it heats up the earth. And the hot earth begins to warm the air right next to it. So the warm air begins to, what happens when you heat it? It starts to rise. So it rises up and the cold air that's up there begins to flow down and take its place. So you got this movement happening and it's wind. It's wind. You'll see when you watch, if anybody watches the weather nowadays, I don't watch it much too much. I just kind of look at my phone. But they say, it says you got a low pressure and then you got high pressure. What's the difference? You look up in the sky and say, I don't see low pressure. I don't see high pressure. What is that? What is low pressure? High pressure is no more than that heavy, dense air comes down. That's high pressure. The one that's being heated is low pressure that just flows up, okay? But it's always, listen, it's always pressure. How many of you ever had pressure? Anybody ever had pressure? Something happening to you and something, and let me just tell you that the Holy Spirit, God has sent him to lead you and to guide you, especially through the times of pressure. When you're having trouble, when things aren't going right, The Holy Spirit has been sent to help you. The Bible calls him a comforter. How many have ever been comforted because you're going through something and all of a sudden you, for whatever reason, you don't know why you're feeling better, but you're feeling better. You seem like you're uplifted because the Holy Spirit has done something to you. You've sought him and he said something to you. God had spoke something to you and you're lifted. When my brother passed away, I was mad at God. I said, God, what? We prayed for him. We anointed him with oil. We called the elders of the church. We did everything your word says. And what is this? He died. Hurting. I was mad at God. And the Lord said this, do you trust me? Amen. I will tell you, anytime I hear the Lord when he speaks to me, whoo, it washes everything away. Can you say amen? Whoa, yeah. Oh God, I trust you. I'm good. I'm fine now because I've heard from the Lord. The Holy Spirit has a way of speaking to you in times of pressure. Stella gave Rosie a pressure cooker to cook our beans. I said, man, praise God, that beans come out good in that pressure cooker. Yeah, man, come out. There's always something that comes out good when it's under pressure. Can you say amen? Come on, man. Ooh, pressure. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. You remember this? You remember that? Jesus answered, Nicodemus, oh, I'm sorry, Liz, can you back up a few scriptures? I gave her just that one, and I thought it was just, but I can feel a sense of the Lord. Start at verse 1, if you will. Praise God. Give me just a minute. I'll do something for you while we're waiting. Do a little. Come on, Rosie says, stop it. Oh, man, I tell you what. I had a good time Friday night. It was just so much fun. Can you say, how many of you were here? Anybody was here? I saw my brother Reuben dancing. That boy, I remember when he was young, he used to really kick up a storm. Hallelujah. There was a song, My Girl, My Girl. Yeah. And Reuben, I was dancing with Rosie at the time. I was doing a slow dance. He walked out there. He said, no, you got to do it like the Temptations. My girl, my girl, my girl. I don't know how you, see, I can't do it like him. But it was just so much fun. Praise God. How many know it's okay? I mean, you know, some churches, I heard the ladies talking this morning about the F word. You know, some churches think that fun is an F word. Come on, man. I love to have fun. Can you say amen to that? I don't want no boring old church, man. Can you say amen? Come on, man. Come on. Thank you, Liz. Are we there? Yeah. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Go ahead. Work with me here. Go ahead. Next verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. It's nice that he recognized that. Is that right? Miracles are something. Is that right? When it's a miracle, it can't be anything but God. Can you say amen to that? It's either God or your imagination, just my man. It's God. And he said, man, it couldn't be anybody but God. So Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? funny guy. Yeah. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is absolute truth. You have to be born by water. You got to be a natural birth. You have to be born by water in order to be born by the Spirit. Is that okay? So you except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he shall not see or enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, marvel not that I said unto you that you must be born again. I like the word must in there, folks. I got to throw this in, not part of my message, but I got to throw this in. You must be born again. There must be a revelation of Jesus. Terry talked about the rock that God's going to build his church on. It has to begin with a revelation. The rock of revelation. God reveals his son to you, and boom, everything changes. Is that right? The wind blows where it listeth. That's a nice word. And you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it comes or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. I just want to just kind of focus on this scripture just a little bit. The wind blows where it listeth. How many know in James, the Bible talks about the rudder that's on a great big ship. Your tongue is like a rudder. Is that right? And that ship goes wherever, it uses the same word, the governor lists it. Is that okay? It's kind of a crazy word. Anyway, but this word, the word in the Greek is thelo. 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 It means choose or prefers, intends. The American Standard Bible says the wind blows where it wills. Can I tell you that this wind has a will? This wind has a will. It has a desire to do something. It has a desire to go someplace. It has a desire to move someplace. Can you say amen to that? That Jesus told Nicodemus that the wind blows where it will, where it wants to. Wind, if you will, this spirit, this pneuma, what Brother Tommy was talking about, the Greek word for spirit is pneuma. It's a word we get pneumatic from. How many of you know what a pneumatic tool? You drive on pneumatic tires. They're filled with air. You see? Pneuma. It has a will. It desires something. It prefers something. Oh yeah, come on, man. I remember I was sent from the mine to go to an air compressor school. See, I like pneumatic stuff. And an air compressor to me is a real pneumatic thing. Yeah, and these were not cylinder type, Terry, you know, more. These were rotary. They had big rolls that spun against each other and created air. And so the mine said, hey, Henry, we're going to send you to Michigan City, Indiana. All right. I'll go. You bet I'll go. So the first day I'm in there and they say, hey, come on in, drink some coffee, you know, and there's donuts there. You guys can have donuts and everything. And I just remember being in there drinking coffee. And in comes these four guys. One guy looked like he was the ringleader. Big guy. Had tattoos on his arms. Well, he had a shirt on up to here, but he had tattoos all on his arms. I imagine he was all tatted up. And looked like, he talked real, hey, guys. And he kind of gave those guys orders. Hey, get me a coffee, bro. You know, and so he got, you know, and I'm watching him, you know. Found out his name was Robbie Woods. What I found out was when we got into the class, the teacher, you know, his first day, he says, hey, okay, we're going to do this, that, and the other. He told us a bunch of stuff what we were going to do. But he said, you know what I want to do right now is just stand up, everybody, one at a time. We'll start on this side of the room. As you come around, just tell us where you're from, what company you work for, and what, give me your hobby, the thing you like to do most. So they start on, guys are talking, yeah. Robbie stands up, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. He goes, I like partying. And this is a room full of guys. And please don't get offended, this is what he said. He says, I enjoy taking young ladies that have never been with a man. And that's what he said. And he sat down. Right away I go, I don't like this guy. I don't like him. A couple guys went by, they said, and then they came to me. My name's Henry Ayala. Have anybody know that? Yeah, I'm Henry Ayala. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I work for, at the time it was Cypress. And I said, I'm a youth pastor. Was that my hobby? I don't know if it was a hobby. That was. I'm a youth pastor, and I like ministering to young men and young girls. And I looked at him, and he gave me the meanest look. Yeah? Okay. Robbie Woods. I sat down, and the Lord said something to me. He says, "I want you to minister to that guy." Who, me? Oh boy. See the Lord. I see the wind has a will. It wants to do, it, I mean, that wasn't my will. Right. Are you kidding me? No. I said, Robbie Woods, you heard what he said, Lord. So they assigned us machines, and guess whose machine is right next to mine?
Robbie Woods.
And the teacher gave us a sheet, and he said, you guys are going to rewire this machine so you know the electricity, all the switches and everything. And by the end of this class on Thursday, we'll give you a diploma for your class here. All right. And he said, this is how you do it. You take one thing, you look at it, you see your diagram, you lay the wire in, and then you mark it on your sheet. And then you do another one, you mark it on your sheet, use these colored pencils they gave you. They'll match the color wires. You just use the same color. Does anybody get that? Anyway, that's what they told us to do. Hopefully. So I'm cruising along, kind of going kind of slow because I'm not that bright. I don't shine that bright. Come on, man. Praise God. But anyway, I'm going along. And Robbie says, I don't need no paper. And he's wiring this thing. So we were supposed to have it wired somewhere on Wednesday. So early Wednesday morning, he calls the teacher over and he says, hey, I'm ready. He goes, you're ready already? He goes, yeah, I'm ready. He goes, okay, let's get it turned on. Let's put the power to it. And he goes, that's a good sign. Didn't do anything. That's a good sign. Now go over there and push the start button on it and let's see how you did. And I was watching him, and for whatever reason, and I know it was the Lord, because I saw him put a wire in, and I looked at my sheet, and I go, did I do that wrong? And I saw this wire, and I go, that's not right. So when he hit the power, he was all smiley, hit the start button, nothing happened. I wanted to go, ha ha, hey, my name's Robbie Woods. This is what I do. No, I looked, I go, ooh, yeah. And the teacher told him, you did something wrong. Let's see your sheet. And he said, I didn't do anything on my sheet. Oh, you didn't? No. Well, I would advise you, because you got to have this done by tomorrow, which was Thursday. I'd advise you start over and go and use that sheet. He was kind of upset at him, so Robbie's looking around. And the whole time, because I mean, this was a Wednesday, the whole time from Monday when we first got in there to Wednesday, he was giving me the evil eye. He didn't like me. I didn't like him either, so it didn't bother me. But he kept his distance from me. He stayed away from me. When he didn't fire it up and the teacher walked away and I told him, Robbie, he looked at me, he goes, what? I go, hey, I think I saw where you made a mistake. That wire should be over here. And he looks at it. He goes, wow, man, I don't know, man. And he's looking, because they gave us a schematic. And he looks at it. He goes, oh, you're right. Put it over there. And he tapped the start button. Boop, it tried to start. Bro, thank you, brother. All of a sudden, I'm his best friend. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. Get away from me, bro. Yeah. So he calls the teacher back over. And he goes, hey, I got it. He goes, you got it. He says, man, you didn't take it apart. He goes, no, I figured it out. I go, okay. And the teacher said, okay, well, Robbie, let's see. Fired it up. Boom, fired up. did everything it was supposed to do. Once we fired up, we're supposed to tune him up a little bit. And so he did all that, and he goes, okay, dude, I'm going to write it. He says, but, you know, you need to listen. The teacher told him, you need to listen and do things the way we tell you to do it. He said, if you ever come back to this class, please do it the way we tell you. So Robbie's all happy. He goes, hey, Henry, what are you doing? What are you going to do on because Thursday was our last class. It was going to be about halfway. What are you going to do on Thursday afternoon? I said, I don't know. I'll probably hang around the hotel a little bit. They happened to be in the same hotel. It was a great big hotel. It was indoor. It had an indoor pool. The all the rooms surrounded where the pool area was. And he goes, what are you going to do on Thursday afternoon? I said, I don't know. And he goes, well, we're going to go run up to Chicago. And you ever been to Chicago? I said, no, I never have. And he goes, and we're going to go find a topless bar. You guys, you want to come? No, thanks. I said, let me call my wife. See if she'll still let me go. Hey, can I go? Yeah, no. I said, no, bro. I don't want to do it. Yeah. All this time, God asked me, I want you to minister to him. Talk to him. So Thursday, we all got our diplomas. School is done. I'm waiting for Friday to come. I was going to fly out Friday evening. And I'm waiting. And I said, Lord, well, he took off. I guess I can't talk to him. He's in Chicago. Well, I saw one of his buddies. I go, hey. I said, where's Robbie? He should be back. They're coming back now. I said, oh, okay. So I saw them. I saw them come in, because you can see everything. And so they were down by the pool. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to go talk to him. So I go down to the pool, and he's sitting there in the pool. He's got his arms out against the pool. And he sees me coming. He goes, hey, Henry, let me give you a beer. And let me tell you about some of these girls. I don't want to tell you. I don't want to hear it. And I said, no, Robbie, that's okay. And then his buddies came over right away, and they were talking and everything. So I just faded out and went back to the room. I said, Lord, I tried. It's crazy. And I felt the Lord say to me, he says, I want you to speak to him. So I'm in my room. I had got some food from across the road, and I was in there eating. And then I heard, these guys are all loud. They're loud wherever they go. And anyway, so I heard them walking down the hall. I'm on the second floor. I hear them walking down the hall. So I said, okay. I open a door, and I look, and I go, hey, Robbie. And his buddies turned around. Now he's still down in the pool. He's got a few more beers to drink. And I look down there, and he's down there by himself. And I was like, psh. So I go down there. And I have no idea, absolutely no idea what I'm going to say to this man. Hey, Jesus loves you. No. Yeah, you know, I mean, I had no idea. But I get down, I walk down there, I get down to the pool, and I go, Robbie. He goes, hey, man. He goes, how you doing? I said, Robbie, I got to say something to you. From the day I got here, God wanted me to say something to you. And he got this look on his face. And I said, this is what God wants me to say to you. Out of my mouth said, he said he knows what you've been through, but he wants you back. And tears just started weeping and crying. And he started weeping, and I'm going, whoa. What happened to this big macho man? Whoa, man, he's a crybaby right here. He's filling up the swimming pool. No. He started weeping, and he goes, hold on, Henry, hold on. He goes, man, he goes, let me get out. He got out of the pool, and we sat down next to the pool, and he said, Henry, he goes, will you pray for me? I said, yeah, I will. He goes, I used to be a Sunday school teacher, but my wife ran away with a pastor, and I've been mad at God ever since. See, I didn't know that, but the wind has a will. The Holy Spirit has a will. He says, man, I've got a lot of people that are out there that don't know that don't know how much I love them. A lot of them are hurt like that. A lot of them are hurting. And I'm glad today that I stepped into the will of the Father rather than doing my own will. I said, nah, I don't, he's not a good guy. He was a good guy. He said, pray for me. Prayed for him, wept with him, cried. It broke my heart to hear that. But folks, you know, people get hurt. They do. And the Holy Spirit knows people. He loves people. Can you say amen? John chapter 20, verse 22 says this. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. See that word breathe? The word breathe is the Bible. It's the same word breathe that God used when he made Adam. And the Bible says that he formed man out of the dust and he breathed into him. And he became a living soul. That word is, in the, it's the Old Testament word, Hebrew word, nepek. Means to puff and to breathe. Puff, puff, air. In John 22, where Jesus, it says that Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. The word is empuso. Empuso. To puff, to blow, or to breathe. The word for spirit, he said, receive the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament word, the Hebrew word for it is ruach. It means wind, breath, or spirit. And like we talked about, the Greek word pneuma means breath or breeze or spirit or Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says this. Moreover, it is required in... Oh, boy, I'm sorry. It must be, I'm sorry, it must be 2 Corinthians 4:2. Can we... that? Let's see what that says. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You know what, Liz? I think it's 14, too. I'm just going to go ahead and read it, okay? Liz is okay. The Word of God says this. It says, that was my mistake, Miha. I'm sorry. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. You are being a pneumatic tool, if you will. Can you say amen? We are pneumatic tools. Is that okay? The pneuma flowing out of you. If you go down to Big O, or if you go down to Discount Tire, you're going to see him using... Yeah, tools that with an air hose. And folks, that's what we are, man. We are pneumatic. Can you say amen to that? We have a flow that's within us, and God wants to release that flow. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Pneumatic tool. Look at your friend and say, you're a pneumatic tool. Romans 8:27 says this. 8:27, and maybe we'll read 28, we'll see. But and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Do you see that? What God wants, you're praying. What God wants, you're praying pneumatically for what God wants. And if God's praying, guess what's going to happen? It's going to happen. It will come to pass, because, you know, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Do you know that? Though it tarry, wait for it, because it's going to come to pass. It will surely come, is what the Word of God says in Habakkuk. The vision is yet for a point of time. How many of you have a vision? I mean, let's take a light vision. Let's take a light one. Well, I bumped my toe and it's purple right now. But my vision, it's going to be fine in a couple of weeks. How many of you have a vision for that? How many of you have a vision for your whole body? I mean, I said, man, you know what, God? Hey, I am 26 pounds overweight. And God, you know what? I got a vision. I'm gonna look like Tommy when I'm done. Amen. Come on, man. Yeah. Everybody says fat chance. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey, heavy on fat. No, I'm just kidding. But you got to have a vision. And when you have a vision, pray about it. Let that pneumatic tool begin to happen in your life. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? There's two guys named Bob. Anybody know anybody named Bob? Yeah, good. There's two guys named Bob. They're songwriters. One guy's name was Bob Seger. He wrote a song called Against the Wind. You remember? Against the Wind. You guys remember that song? We were young and dumb. No, I didn't say dumb, huh? We were young and strong. We were running against the wind. The whole song talks about them wanting to get back home to where it was right, where things were right. And so he says we were running against the wind. Folks, the church has been running against the wind for a long time. The church has been running away from the Holy Ghost. But it's time to get hooked up. Hook your trailer. Hook your trailer to the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him take you. Hook your trailer to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bob Seger saying, I ran against the wind. The church has been running against the wind for a long time, and it's time to change. The other Bob, another Bob. Look at your friend, say, another Bob. Is there a Bob in here today? Praise God. That's good. This guy was named Bob Dylan. Anybody remember Bob Dylan? He wrote a song that says, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Prophetic, and is not at all pathetic. It's prophetic. The answer, my friend, it's blowing in the wind. Will you stand? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your people, Lord. I thank you for all the things that you are doing in their lives, Father. Father, we are, if you will, bags of wind.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is in our lives, Lord. Flow through us. Use us, Father, to speak to those that you lead us to. Use us, Father, to be led by your Spirit. Father, the power verse that we have says that as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God, daughters of God. So, Father, we desire to be led by you, no one else, not led by man, but led by you, Father. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. And, Lord, I'm asking that if there's anybody in the house that doesn't know you, Father, Holy Spirit, attack. Go after them. And if there's anybody that hasn't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, Father, I pray that you would open that gift that is already within them. It's already resting within them. Father God, help them to open up and allow you to pray through them, Father. Through them, Holy Spirit. Through them, Lord Jesus. Through them, Lord. For it is you that deserves all the praise, all the glory and all the honor, God. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. As you go out, tell somebody they're a bag of wind. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Doesn't sound good. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.